recovering it from 20 major metropolitan areas around the country, and the content's actually coming from 180 congressional districts.
Wow. So, and let me ask you this, though. Once recycled paper is used and printed on, can it be recycled again? What happens to it after that?
Paper can be recycled multiple times, but obviously each time it gets recycled, the fibers break up just a little bit more. And so it will be used for lesser quality goods as it moves down the recycling chain.
So it might stay in roller form as it progresses down the cycle there.
Possibly so, yes.
And so what did it take on your part, on GPO's part, to make this happen, to the recycled paper effort?
The recycled paper, and actually the entire topic of sustainable environmental stewardship, has been important to me since I took office as public printer in October of 2007. In 2008, January, I put a call out to industry to see if we could find more sustainable paper choices, including 100% recycled papers. We got the industry interested. We held a paper industry day at the government printing office. We continued on that process, and several vendors came forward with products that we believe will be good for the government. And all of our papers that are used by the government are approved by the Joint Committee on Printing, and so we went through a process of testing the papers. And as it came to the newsprint that we're using for the congressional record, we were very concerned about both the printability and the runability. Printability, the ink adhesion to the paper, and the runability, getting the paper through both our printing presses as well as our finishing equipment and in the mail. The paper that we're using, which is by the same vendor that had our contract on the old newsprint, meets all of our standards.
And so is it more expensive or less expensive to buy a ton of paper that's recycled versus the virgin?
We're actually getting it at the exact same price, which is 39 cents a pound.
How about that? And does it feel different or look different?
No. And in fact, when we did some testing earlier this year, we ran it in the middle of the run. So there would be some signatures within a congressional record that would be on the 100% recycled and others on the 40%. No one noticed a difference.
Hmm. And what about the lasting quality? I mean, some government documents are, I know that, for example, presidential speeches, GPO makes special copies on acid-free paper that are to be lasting through the ages. In newsprint, though, is it pretty much considered a disposable type of printing run, and it doesn't matter whether these last very long?
It is. You know, it's like any other newspaper. What we do produce, however, what's called the bound record, which is the permanent bound edition of the congressional record. So essentially the daily congressional record is the throwaway. They're good for a certain period of time when the staff and the members and the senators want that hard copy in the morning. But for the long haul, we also produce what's called the bound record, which is in book format on acid-free paper.
So that's that's probably a sheet-fed operation, but
correct.
The newsprint copies are web-fed?
Correct. The newsprint is web-fed. The bound record is sheet-fed.
We're talking to Bob Tupela, public printer at the government printing office, who is celebrating today because now all their paper, at least especially for the congressional record, is recycled. And this is a good day for you. And beside the recycled aspect of it and just saying that you're, you know, doing this to help make the government greener, if you will, are there other benefits to this? Does this then show industry the benefit of recycled paper and maybe more organizations might take advantage of it?
At the end of the day, private industry is the one that is producing the products that we're using. And by the government saying this is good to use, I think we are showing a leadership role, and it might inspire industry to invest more in other similar sustainable products.
But it sounds like that there has been some progress made in the quality of these recycled products, too, over the years.
Absolutely. And in fact, we're on the sheet-fed side, we're looking at 100% recycled bond paper that could be used for xerographic machines. And, the problem used to be that the 100% recycled paper was always too gray.
Those machines are a little touchy. We have our own here that we call the HAL 9000, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Depends on the humidity,
depends
the
on
brand
whether
of paper,
or not it wants to work today.
How hot it is.
And so, you know, paper formulation and how it slips through the machine, real big touchy points.
Well, that's part of the reason why it took us nearly a year to release this paper, is we've been testing it since about March of this year, under different conditions to make certain that we had no printability or runability issues. We're doing the same now with xerographic paper.
Well, and good luck with that.
Good luck. All I can say is, if you need help, call me. I know how to make anything get through
Tom
a copier.
Tom is the copier whisperer, I got to tell you.
But we understand, too, that the greening effort is going beyond just the paper at GPO and that you've gotten money to upgrade the fleet of vehicles that you operate. Tell us about that.
Correct. As of to date, we have received 17 new green vehicles, including hybrids and flex fuel vehicles, to replace some of the aging units in our fleet, which will significantly reduce our carbon impact. We're getting rid of the old gas guzzlers and replacing them with more fuel-efficient vehicles.
Because I know the public printer has one of those nice Escalade, or I guess it's a Suburban, but
have a Suburban. It's a hybred Tahoe.
Really?
Tahoe.
My predecessor had a Suburban, and uh-huh. We downgraded to get a more fuel-efficient vehicle that is hybrid.
How about that? And so what's your gas mileage?
I have no idea.
All right, but you're going green. That's the important thing.
We're going green, and quite honestly, most of the travel is around town where the electric motor is running.
Okay, so you're saving on gas simply because you don't need it until that runs out, right?
Correct.
So you can go silently to the farmer's market on Wednesdays.
Well, I can tell you I wouldn't be taking an official vehicle to the farmer's market on Wednesday.
There you go. All right.
However, we did take it to the Capitol on Friday when we met with Speaker Pelosi to present her with the copies of the congressional record.
I'm sure she's very pleased. I know this is a big effort for her.
It is very important to Congress. You know, the Speaker has had the Green the Capitol initiative since she took office. And this is one step where we're trying to help them. I mean, you know, we're here to, the government printing office is here to serve Congress and the administration. And so the big effort on the greening today with the Congress, we're also working with the White House right now. And today we released the first XML-enabled Federal Register for download.
I know, we saw that today. Congratulations.
So, you know, we're spending our time serving the other branches and serving the other agencies in government.
And you just have a big step forward for news journalism as well, sir, I have to say.
That's what we hope for. By the way, the Federal Register is also being printed on the 100% recycled newsprint.
All right.
Well, if they really love it green up on Capitol Hill, maybe they could write shorter bills.
Well, you know, the congressional record isn't so much about the bills. It's about the speech and debate.
Sure.
So I suppose if you really wanted to cut it down, you could have them reduce the amount they talk.
Good luck with that, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.